I am happy to announce that the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast is now featured at FeedSpot.com. FeedSpot has numerous podcasts, and we're listed in the top 20 of the best gambling podcasts. And if you're interested in hearing more of the best podcasts concerning gambling, go to FeedSpot.com/gamblingpodcast. And you can also find them on Twitter and LinkedIn. So thanks, FeedSpot. And now on to our podcast. Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your complete coverage of New England casinos and recreational gambling. So you got your Dunkin's coffee ready? Because our next Wicked episode is going to be starting right now. Legal sports betting in the United States started expanding after the 2018 Supreme Court decision striking down the federal ban outside of Nevada. Here are examples of what Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire have generated with sports betting. Connecticut has generated over $7 million in revenue for the Nutmeg State. But that seems to be small potatoes when compared to New Hampshire and Rhode Island. New Hampshire has earned $44 million in revenue, and Rhode Island over $50 million in revenue. So sports betting is a huge hit in New England. And I imagine many from Massachusetts, Maine, and Vermont are crossing state lines to take part in the sports betting available in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. So now's the time for us to take a look at what goes into having a positive sports betting experience. Sure, it's fun to bet on a team because of a gut feeling, jersey colors, or liking the mascot. Bettors can rationalize whatever superstition or random event they use to justify a bet. However, it's not a winning strategy to make money long term. And here are 7 tips to help you get that positive sports betting experience. Tip number 1 for a positive sports betting experience. Are you someone who follows the big franchises? Well, don't bet on everyone's favorite team. Don't buy into the general public's favorite teams just because of years of championships. NFL teams such as the Cowboys and the Steelers, Major League Baseball's the Yankees and Dodgers, and let's just say the Celtics and Lakers, all receive outstanding attention from the media and sports fans in general. But the expression, "What have you done for me lately?" should be considered. So instead of following the crowd, a plus EV bettor should think if a favorite team is a good value. Tip number 2 for a positive sports betting experience. It really is thrilling to always bet on your home team as a loyal fan. But positive EV bettors who want to make money don't make that a consideration. Don't necessarily bet on your home team. If you're gambling with your heart, you aren't taking into consideration expected value. Tip number 3 for a positive sports betting experience. Tip number 3 is a simple one. Try betting on less popular leagues. You don't have to bet the leagues everyone else is wagering on. For example, the WNBA gets a fraction of the NFL's handle, but that means it gets a fraction of the bookmakers' attention also. It doesn't mean they don't have the time to make solid lines, but in general, these smaller markets, like women's basketball, PGA golf betting, and professional rugby, don't have the hype that popular sports do, but still forces books to make sure the lines for their most bet-upon games are making them money. Thus, maybe they're leaving a little less attention for the less popular leagues. Tip number 4 for a positive sports betting experience. Hey, you know what keeps Vegas staying in business? It's that more often than not, the public loses. So why not bet against the crowd? Over the long haul of a season, the average Joe bettors give it back along with most of their bankroll. Why? because those same sports bettors ignore analytics data. Consider this: Wall Street investors are known to purchase stock when everyone else is selling, and sell stock when everyone else is buying. Unlike average Joe, who bets for entertainment.
Tip number 5 for a positive sports betting experience.
Okay, number 5 is be wary of heavy favorites. Betting underdogs is not always a good wager. Underdogs cover point spreads just about as often as favorites, though. Positive EV bettors consider the value assigned to both underdogs and favorites, then determine if they see a discrepancy between how they weigh the teams. But people pay far more attention to teams at the top of their league than those at the bottom. That means that underdogs can sneak away extra value if bettors take the time to weigh their worth.
Tip number 6 for a positive sports betting experience.
Number 6 is a little harder than it sounds. Ignore media hype. Now, sports media is paid to manipulate public perception, just like meteorologists sensationalize the weather. It's especially true in baseball and football. Now, Warren Buffett, who made a fortune of over $84 billion, follows the 99-to-1 rule. Basically, it means don't overreact to news stories and headlines. Only listen to 1% of the news that you hear.
And finally, tip number 7 for a positive sports betting experience.
The best bet is usually no bet. The most important of the tips that we are mentioning today concerns making the wager. Though bettors should consider the values of both favorites and underdogs, neither is worth a bet more often than not. For example, many bettors will try their luck on an NFL weekend at every game of the day. Therefore, a positive EV bettor only bets on those which he thinks there is a value. Sure, it's less fun not making that hoping to hit 16-leg parlay, but it's far less likely to make money than a few choice bets placed with value in mind. And just because you can bet on your favorite team does not mean you have to. You want to be sure that the bet you place has a reasonable chance of winning. If you're not sure, you shouldn't bet. For instance, if you're from Florida, how easy is it to know that Tom Brady will throw for at least 3 touchdowns a game? Well, maybe that's a bad example for a New England podcast. In any case, consider all possibilities before making a bet. Then, if you do your homework and still lose, at least you can say it was an informative loss. The next 2 big stops for sports bettors: check out the WNBA playoffs and, of course, Major League Baseball. Until next Wednesday, remember what we say at Anytime Gambling: embrace the math, not the myth. And remember to bet with your head, not over it. See you next time. Well, this has been the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast. Remember, the podcast is brought to you by Anytime Gambling, your resource for everything gambling in New England.